It is National FFA Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area FFA chapters. With me today is Caitlin Smith of the Boonville FFA chapter. Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You're president of your chapter. Who are your advisors there at Boonville?
Ms. Teese and Mr. Hinkey.
Tell me about some FFA events and activities your chapter's been involved with since you've been serving as president of FFA.
We have had a fall frenzy, which we invited new students to come to so they could get a feel for what FFA is about. We've also had our Christmas party, and we also just recently this weekend had our fish and pitch.
Now for FFA week, have you got any special?
A member appreciation lunch, and then Wednesday we have an 8th grade recruitment night, and we also have our truck and tractor parade, which is where we go down to the local elementary school and the kids go through the parking lot just showing off their trucks and tractors to younger kids. And then Thursday we have our Ag Olympics, and then Friday we'll head up to the Western Farm Show.
Do you feel like FFA has improved your leadership and communication skills?
Definitely. When I entered as a freshman, I could never have imagined me leading an organization or even getting up and talking in front of a big group of people. And now I do that every meeting, and here I am as president of the chapter.
Have you been a part of contest teams during your FFA career?
My sophomore year, I was on the Ag Issues team. And then last year, I was on the floriculture team. And this year, I plan on being on the farm management team.
What has been your SAE project these years?
I have worked at our local pizza place, Bread O, and I work as a farmhand for a lady out in Fayette, and I also helped with a summer camp. Our team placed third in state for ag issues. I got third in districts for floriculture and also received a group one rating at state for floriculture. And I've also had the chance to serve as an area officer, and I received my state degree last year.
What would you say has been the highlight of your FFA career?
Experiencing this community. FFA is a really great organization, and just being able to get involved and interact with all sorts of different people has just been really an amazing experience.
What advice could you give to younger FFA members?
I would just tell them to get involved. I know contests don't sound like a lot of fun, but they are a lot of fun. And also just to come to meetings, take all the opportunities you can as part of FFA.
Caitlin, what are your future plans after high school?
I plan on getting a degree in animal science and either working with horses or becoming a veterinarian.
I've been visiting with Caitlin Smith of the Boonville FFA chapters. We salute all the area FFA chapters, their leaders, and members during National FFA Week on KMMO.